98.1 KZE on the line with me today. It's Keith Roberts of the Young Dubliners. They're coming through Daryl's house in Pauling this Sunday, the 14th, 7 p.m. Keith, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah. It's great to meet you. I'm a bit of a fan. You guys are really cool.
Thanks a million.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
You've been around.
We need lots of you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the band formed originally in 1988. Is that correct?
I know. It almost sounds like you're saying 1849. But yes, it was. It didn't really form as it is now, but it started as an idea kind of when I emigrated to the States and got together with another Irish bloke and started working on songs. So it was around 92 is when we actually sort of formed the band and got the first record deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite a journey that you've been on since then. I think you've got something like 9 albums and a couple of DVDs and live albums under your belt.
Yeah, we've been working. We've been putting in the hours.
No doubt. So for the uninitiated, you could describe the Young Dubliners as Celtic rock, but it's not exactly that. How would you describe it?
Yeah, it's funny. The Celtic rock moniker was sort of put on after a lot of bands started to show up doing various versions of Irish music with drums and stuff. But we really started more as just a band writing songs with Americans and Irish together. And then we were influenced by the Pogues and by the Waterboys and Big Country and bands like that. But it was really just an idea of blending both cultures, all the way from, English rock, Irish rock, traditional music, American rock, American bluegrass, elements of country. It sort of all came in just because of the number of members of the band and the fact that we were all from different parts of the world. So, we feel like it's a unique sound, but it seems easy just to call it Celtic rock if you're trying to, snap it into a quick little soundbite.
Yeah. Well, I'd prefer for people to just go and see the show than try to boil it down into one thing, right? And I mean, it's a legendary live show. You guys are, super fun and super active and energetic on stage.
Yeah, I love you. It's a little badge of honor, as everybody knows, because obviously he's amazing, the show's amazing, and all the rest of it. So we all sort of lift our game, I think, when we're at that venue. But plus, it's very intimate, so we're also really under the microscope. So I think it sort of leads to a great gig. And we're only here for a couple of days. It's the beginning of the year, but we're really not really starting the full tour yet. So this is a nice little stop off we're getting to do.
This is one of the warm up shows. Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah. And like you said, I mean, Daryl's is a fabulous venue. The sound is incredible. That's always what jumps out to me about Daryl's is it is such a small room, but there's not a bad seat in the house. They just have the mix dialed into a T.
Yeah, exactly. And they're all real professionals working there. I mean, I'm sure he played a role in all of that. But yeah, everybody there is amazing. And it's one of those gigs. If you can do it and you're in the area, you try. It's not exactly on the beaten track for us. But it's one of those, there's a handful of gigs that you just don't say no to if you can think you can make it. And this is one of them. So we'll end this little run there. So it'll be fun knowing that after that gig, we can relax and start heading back for the airport. And I was going to say back to nicer weather, but we've actually been in horrendous weather. We were in Fairbanks, Alaska last weekend, minus 27. So,
whoa.
I think this will be almost balmy here on their East Coast.
You're going to be pleasantly surprised, yeah. So I believe you are currently working on your 10th studio album. How are you balancing being on the road with? Are you just kind of in the conceptual phase of planning the record?
No, we've actually, you've nailed it. That's exactly the issue for bands like us is that, if you're one of the bands that tours when you feel like it and takes time off and you feel like it, you can sort of dedicate a year to an album, whereas we have to dedicate the little gaps in between touring. So we actually have the album written, I'd say, for the most part, except that we never say we're done writing because you're always hoping that you'll get another burst of inspiration before it's over. But we've already started all the basic tracking and we're playing some of the songs live now. We just have to find the time to really lock in and get it finished. And it's just, with the gigs and the fact that we love gigging and gig as much as we do, and it's our job, you know what I mean? It's not like we're just doing it for the laugh. Mm-hmm. So it makes finding the recording time and coordinating a little bit different difficult. So, whereas with record companies, things tended to go faster. But yeah, I feel like we'll definitely we'll get it done in the next few months, at least a huge movement on it and get close.
Awesome. And, you know, as you mentioned, there's not a record company involved in this one. This is the second record that you've crowdfunded, right?
Yes, we actually, the first one was out of just interest to see, did we really need a record label? Because we'd been signed our whole lives, every gig and every record, I mean, and it's just kind of got to the point where, did we really, you know, need it? And the way the business was changing, and we found out we could do it, and our fans are amazing, and they always make it happen. But we also learned things about difficulty, like I say, keep the pressure on, get it done. You don't have an A&R man telling you, hey, I have to have it by next Monday. Mm-hmm. But you also don't get that big lump advance from the record company, but then you don't have to pay back that ridiculous sum from your measly earnings. So mm-hmm. when the record's done, the record's paid for, you send out the CDs to the people who contributed, and you're sort of off and running. So it will be, we're doing it this time again. COVID didn't help with that, slowing things down, because we were actually ready to go, but we didn't see each other for almost a year and a half because we don't live near each other. So it was that put a major sort of slowdown and everything, but we're getting there. And I think playing the new songs live is sort of the big thing anyway for most of our supporters. They want to hear new music. They'll be happy when they get the CD, but they just like to sort of, I think they like seeing the process of us starting it and me messing up the lyrics for the first couple of months and then eventually getting it right.
Yeah, well, you've got that kind of fan base that they're not just excited to hear the old hits, but they want to hear the new stuff, and they're excited to be a part of that process with you, which is why the crowdfunding works so well.
Yeah, and we make them all. We tell them, if you chip in, you're an executive producer, you know, feel free to make negative comments. you've earned the right, but just, you know, obviously we won't take all of them.
That's a dangerous game, inviting that many cooks into the kitchen.
Exactly, but you'd be amazed how much a cook enjoys the meal if they think they play the partner.
Well said. Keith Roberts is my guest from the Young Dubliners. They're coming through Daryl's House Club in Pauling on Sunday at 7 p.m. and currently working on their 10th studio album, which is crowdfunded. And is there still a way to contribute? Are you still a Kickstarter, or how do you do it?
Yeah, no, we do it. We start our own. It's on our website. And we did that because all the other ones have time limits and they take a big chunk of the money. So we just said, hey, look, basically what we're asking people to do is buy a product in advance. So, you know, the lowest pledge would be the CD. It goes up from there. You can do stuff to get you tickets to shows, that gets you, you know, signed guitars. It's always worth more than the value that you're given in. We always try to say, because we can get these items less than you would retail, we can still put the profit towards the album. But at the same time, if you're chipping in $100 pledge and you're getting four tickets to a show, more than likely those tickets are $30 a piece.
Yeah.
So you're coming out ahead. So, you know, it's kind of a bit of a chance we take, because you never know when something like that might backfire on us or something. But it's worked pretty good, and our fans are amazing. Like, they'll ask for, use their ticket to the show, and if for some reason I'm not able to do it for that show, they'll just say, okay, great, well, don't worry, we'll come to another one. You don't really, people understand that we're not a billion-dollar corporation. Mm-hmm. We're just kind of winging it here, trying to make an album without owning an arm and a leg at the end of it, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's really innovative, and, you know, with as much as the music industry has changed, I think the best thing you can do is just kind of keep trying things and pivoting and, you know, finding workarounds, because it just doesn't work the way it used to.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, you don't, you know, record labels have readjusted, as you know, life always does. And there will be, you know, bands who will still want to talk to record companies and stuff. It's just at our stage, when you've already got your following and you've already got amazing people in the business who are willing to help, and you can kind of ask for help in the areas you're not good in and handle some of the other stuff yourselves. It just negates the reason, really, to give away such a huge portion of your money. But yeah, it's still, you know, it's a it's very exciting these days. You can you know, record an album in your bedroom and have a worldwide hit with it. You know what I mean? So you don't really. That certainly wasn't the world we started in.
Yeah, absolutely. Keith Roberts from the Young Dubliners, Daryl's House this Sunday at 7. And what is your website for those who would like to go and contribute to the next album or just keep up with what you guys are doing?
It is youngdubliners.com.
That's nice and easy. Well, Keith, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, MK. That's great. Thanks a million.